Hey, welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast. This is my co-host, Brian.
Hi, my name is Brian, and that's Jake.
Hey, I'm Jake. Good to be back, Brian.
Good to be back, and it's July 20th in Portland, yeah. Oregon. And once again, it's hot, and I won't talk about how hot it's been, because we all know how
hot it's been. It's been mild compared to the past couple of years, so I'm
okay
with it.
No, it's been terrible. There's no smoke, though, so we don't have the smokiness just yet. Mm-hmm. The other day, I was walking Loki, and it was actually kind of smoky, and I was a little nervous because I was, like, smelling it, and I was like,
right.
What is this? And I totally forgot how much that sucks, because yeah. You don't experience that in California whatsoever.
Oh, well...
I mean, depends on where you live.
Yeah, depends.
Depends on where you live. Like, in San Francisco, we didn't really get smokiness, really.
No, it was, like, 60 degrees in SF the past week, so...
Yeah, I always look at the little app.
Can just go swim in a pool, I guess. I don't know.
In San Francisco that I've never done, that no one has ever done.
Pools.
There's an indoor pool, and that's about it.
You know, there was an app that you can use to go rent a pool at someone's house.
Is that still a thing? I think that's a thing here.
Swimply or swimming?
Swimply?
I think it's Swimply.
But like, no, there's Simply apps Swimply. For that you can rent a pool, which sounds terrible because I would not want strangers in my pool. If right. I had a pool, I don't even want my friends there.
Like, well, the thing is, you just got to charge up the butt and...
charge your friends. They're like, hey, it's about $5 a head.
I know that I have a pool and you guys are my friends, but you are going to be charged $100 per hour.
You're not going to have any friends after this, after you get a pool. It's Jake's birthday on Saturday this year. He's only getting one birthday and only one party. And if he makes any other plans, I'm not going, because this man has plans for his birthday about, what, five times a year?
Yeah, I have five birthdays a year.
Last year, you had a birthday celebration like a month later, and you're like, this is my birthday. And I'm like, that doesn't count. Your birthday is over. That was in the past.
Yeah, because I couldn't get the campsite for my birthday weekend. But this year, we're just doing a barbecue in the park.
That no one knows about.
Anybody's invited.
That no one knows about except for me.
Nobody
Allie.
Responded on Instagram. I made a little fun graphic and said, hey, DM me for the details. Got one DM from my friend who's in Minnesota who knows that he wouldn't come, so, you know.
Yeah, I was like a normal person. You'd just have like a group chat and like text to people that you want to like actually show up.
You know, I wanted to show off my graphic art skills.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I saw that and I really don't. I'm busy Saturday, so I can't show up. How long did it take you to make that graphic?
Maybe like 30 minutes. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, try harder next time. You didn't even have the address on the thing. It didn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want it to be open to everybody.
You're going to post it on Instagram, like, hey, hit me up if you want to come.
Yeah, some people follow me who I don't even know who they are, so I don't want
people to
show
up. Why would you want
up.
Some random person to come to your birthday, though?
But that's why I'm filtering them out. You know?
Oh, okay. So yeah,
if you DM me...
I'm going to actually go back on Instagram. It's been a year. I'm going to go back on there, and I'm going to blow up the place.
DM it on Portland Community.
50 people can show up to this. We got like 9 confirmed, 100%. It's going
to
be great.
I've only got like 14 not dogs right now, so I'm going to have to go to the store and get some more.
Yeah, bring your own dog.
BYOD, yeah.
But what else is going on in the life of Jake? The slice of Jake?
Is that your handle? Well,
now?
We had my bachelor party a few weeks ago.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago now. We had... The boys come from all over the United States, actually. We got Texas J.
Texas D? I was like, who's Texas D?
Texas J from the Big D.
I made up like multiple nicknames for him because it was Texas Jack, and then I started calling him that like in the like a Friday night, and then I started calling him JT.
Oh, yeah.
Out of nowhere, because I was like, I got his Venmo and I started calling him JT, and he's probably like, what is going on here? And I was like, it stuck. Well, no, it didn't. But Jake tried to make up his nickname, which didn't stick for him, but
well,
he got
you know,
close enough.
Yeah, we got it eventually turned into Judy.
It was close enough.
J-O-O-T-I-E.
Depends on how J-T-I-E. You want to spell it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's open
your interpretation.
But they had Jackson from Texas. We had Trevor from Galt? Sacramento.
That's where he's from?
Yeah, from Galt.
Never heard of it.
Brandon from Vegas. I had Justin from San Diego. And then we got Brian, Aaron, and Taryn from Portland. And unfortunately, Andy couldn't make it out from Minneapolis. But, you know, they'll be here for the wedding, which is in almost a month. But yeah, it was a good time. We had a cabin up in the woods, and we, you know, did some Smirnoff ices. Or actually, no, Mike's Hard Lemonades in the Smirnoff ice form, hiding those around the house, which is fun.
Which Jake refused to drink majority of them. Okay, so
this is a poll for the people. If you find it, you got to drink it, right? I think that was a yes from the people. Because Brian found them and then we just re-hid them, which I think is against the rules.
So in all fairness, it was Jake's bachelor party. So he was supposed to drink. And there was... I found one. I re-hid it because we were in a time crunch because we were going to set up your room. I put it, found it, put it in your section. I probably put it in your shoe or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the next morning. It was Saturday morning. Yeah. And I put it in front of his room.
He walked over it and skipped.
And I saw it and I called him out and he did not drink it. And that happened multiple times the weekend. Tad
too early, so.
Doesn't count.
I gotta say though, definitely a better option than the Smirnoff Ices. They just tasted better. The Fresca flavor was delicious.
There was flavoring. It's just color. It's literally color.
Oh, it's like Fruit Loops?
There's lime. There's like that bright green one. It looked like Ninja Turtle green.
Yeah.
Shrek green. It was just like radioactive. And then there was this like the best one was the blackberry one because that
blackberry was good.
It didn't taste too sweet, but it wasn't like one of those where I'm like, I would buy that.
Was there a grape one too? Was that blackberry?
There was like four different flavors. There was like the radioactive green, which was supposed to be lime. That one was really bad because I remember I had a few of those. I drank most of them, I feel like I had like three. I think I got iced like three times.
Maybe. Yeah, you got hard.
I got real hard in front of all the guys. And then,
that's what you do at a bachelor party, you know?
Yeah. And then there was an orange one? I don't even remember the flavors, but they were not great. But I'm also like, who actually buys those these days to enjoy those? Because
unless you're 18,
I would drink those when I was 18. Yeah. I thought those were so good because they were so sweet. And you're like, this doesn't taste like alcohol. And you would chug those and then you get a headache. And you're like, right.
Almost instantly get a headache.
Why am I doing this? And you're like, because I don't like alcohol. And then it's just all sugar.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's like 90% sugar.
Right. But yeah, it was fun, and we played some games. And, you know, it's a bachelor party, so what happens at the bachelor party stays at the bachelor party. So we went on a hike, nice little light hike.
Hike. Okay, so I've been on this hike many times. Jake told all these people from out of town, "Hey, we're going on a light hike. Don't come prepared." And literally everyone was dying because we went on Saturday morning after a heavy night of drinking before. And then literally like no one was prepared for that. Everyone was like dying because we only had those little mini muffins to eat for breakfast because we were like, hey, everyone gets a banana and some Gatorade powder. And then everyone gets like these generic muffins that were like, they tasted like blueberries, but there was no blueberries.
There was no flavor.
It was just a muffin. Muffin was
plain.
It was a plain muffin. And we were all like upset because everyone was like, guess a flavor, and we're like, muffin?
Yeah, muffin flavor? Yeah, I think so.
We were starving during the whole hike. I honestly talked about Subway because there was a Subway in the nearby town that we were, and we literally went and we were talking about Subway for like, I want to say like, I was like talking about Subway for like an hour.
That would have been a clutch meal.
It would have been way better than what we actually ate.
Yeah. I think we had like a box of turkey and I had some like...
Well, you thought we went to Rapitude. We went to Jake's favorite place, Rapitude, this little tiny sandwich wrap shop that Jake's like in love with, but no one else.
Well, I would say I'm in love with it, but it's just convenient.
No, I'm never going there again. That was the last try. Yeah,
we've given it what, three, four chances? It's been
like four tries, and I've tried something different on each menu. So this is like a little town that has like two things. They have like a Subway, and then they have this Raptude place that's like a rap spot. But like the thing is, that place is always like either it's empty or it's packed.
Yeah.
Like every time I've been there, it's been like super random. The people working there is like either like they're like 50 or they're like 14. Mm-hmm. Like that's just like the whole town. But every time we've been there, it's always between like we need something to eat and it's on the way to go to a lake or like a hike or something, and we're desperate for
food. It's better than Subway, you'd think, right? You're like, oh, no, cool, I'll grab this. It sounds like locally owned, whatever.
No, I've been actually, it's funny, I've been craving Subway lately just because I see nothing but Subway commercials all the time.
They revamped it.
No, everything's different now, even though they have different, it's all the same. It's all going to taste like lettuce.
It's the same.
Everything's going to taste like lettuce. That's it.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, I got this tuna wrap, and it had my pepperoncinis. I added pepperoncinis. I think I got 5 pepperoncinis. 4 of them were the stem of pepperoncinis. Like, you couldn't chew it. I thought it was a tuna bone at first, and then I realized it was a pepperoncini stem.
Everyone's reaction to this place was definitely one of those where they were like, we're hungry.
Well, and
this works.
The thing it's was, food. We were going to get barbecue.
Oh, someone didn't look at what time they was open.
Yeah, we got there and they didn't open for another hour.
The barbecue place opened at 3 and we got there like at 2 and we were just like, dude, I'm going to kill someone.
But everybody was so stoked about it because like the hike was so long. Everyone was like, okay, but at least we got barbecue to look at
after. I haven't even looked at the menu and I already told I told Justin, I was like, I'm going to get the barbecue pulled pork sandwich. And then I didn't even know if it was on there. It could have been. Could not.
Yeah, and they had a smoked tofu sandwich. I was like, okay, this is going to be great.
We were hyped. We were let down completely. But I mean, like, it was food. We needed it. It was all right. The sandwich, the wrap I got was like pulled pork, onion ring, and barbecue sauce and cheese. And
it looked like a bean burrito.
It looked like a bean and cheese burrito because I got like, it was in a tortilla. It was literally in a flour tortilla. That's a wrap, right?
That's a wrap.
That's a burrito. It looked like a bean and cheese. It kind of tasted like a bean and cheese, but it was meat.
Pulled pork,
but it was like definitely like packaged, like you can definitely tell like they didn't actually like make that.
It had the barbecue sauce straight from the tube or something.
From the tube, yeah. like Colgate barbecue sauce tube. But
new flavor of toothpaste barbecue.
Yeah, but we came back and then we had more time at the cabin, and that was lovely. I mean, we had the fire, which I was really stoked on because in summer times, fires are limited here in Portland.
Yeah, they're already gone, unfortunately.
And they're blocked off now until, what, like September or something now?
Least,
so, like, I'm kind of bummed. But we got, like, one fire out of it, so that kind of worked out.
Played some beer pong and some other games. But the cool thing about this Airbnb is they had a movie room with full-on movie seats. And Han Solo and Chewbacca.
They had a cardboard cutout.
Oh, it was great. It was actually a great picture of me and Brian with the cutouts.
I don't even think I got those. Oh. I wasn't in the photo. I was taking the photos.
Oh, maybe.
I wasn't in the photo. I was like, I don't have a photo of me in the cardboard cutouts. I was taking the photos.
We had some N64 in there. I think I watched like The Empire Strikes Back at like 2 in the morning one night just by myself.
No, was it Friday night? Friday night, that was the night, the first night we were there, and we were watching like retro commercials for like an hour and a half or something for like a really long time, and we were cracking up about it. Mm-hmm. And I just remember like those like seats were like very, very like it felt like I was sitting at a church or something.
Yeah.
They were very uncomfortable.
There was like a pillow on it. But it didn't really do much.
No. But like that.
But it
was,
got the vibe. The movie theater vibe was correct.
It was cool. It was like a little tiny room with like 2 rows of seating. I couldn't imagine actually sitting down and like watching
a whole movie.
A whole movie.
No.
I'd be like, my back would just give out.
We put on Good Burger for like half an hour.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
But then also, we had off of me and Aaron's room, we had a hot tub inside.
That was actually really cool.
Yeah.
The best part about that was that when we first got there, I didn't realize that it was like a hot tub inside, and I was like, oh my God, we're gonna make a mess, like something's gonna happen. Yeah. And so it's a hot tub inside, but they had a bunch of like screens, like just like regular screens that you put on a window, but it doesn't look like it because at night there wasn't really like, we didn't turn on the lights. It was like we turned on the hot tub. So we had like the starlights and we had like a little bit of lights, but we didn't see really what was going on until the next morning, which I realized that we were really, really loud. And we were probably screaming just obscenities throughout the night for the neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, that was great. But the second night, too, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, in the hot tub with the stars on? That was pretty fun.
Those were probably the best pictures out of the whole weekend, actually.
There were some really good ones. I think that was a very successful weekend and had a great time with my boys. What's going on with you, Brian? You got anything new going on right now?
No, cool. Not at all. Like nothing.
Right on.
I got nothing to bring to the table sometimes. It's great.
Hey, it's fair. You know, it's summertime. Summertime goes by fast. You know, we're going, and that's gone.
We're going. I have been getting into cooking, though.
Ooh.
Which I do like cooking now, which is really weird because I was not doing that before.
What's a meal that you've been proud of recently?
Oh, I did. So, like, I got over my fear of cooking chicken. I did not know how to cook before.
It's scary.
Like, legit, like, in San Francisco, I remember cooking chicken, and I butchered it. Like, literally, no seasoning, nothing. Yeah. I was just like, I had a grill, and I was scared, and I would cut open the chicken, and I would grill it, and then I'll be like, as long as it's not pink, it's totally fine. Right. And I remember eating a meal, and I had, like, a thing of chicken with, like, no seasoning, and I just covered it in, like, barbecue sauce, and I was like, this is good, right? Like, it tastes good, right? Awful. Like, no. So bad. And then I started cooking more, so now it's like... That was my thing, is like when I was like once I turned 34, like a month ago, I was like, I'm gonna start cooking way more.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, all right, I just start like try to cook as much as possible, which is like weird.
Nice. Well, it sounds. You mean what kind of chicken do you make?
What kind of chicken?
Yeah, like a chicken rice like a or farm. Like a what?
No, I did nachos the other day. Ooh. Chicken enchiladas. I just started been doing like everything with chicken now, which okay. I'm like, because once you know how to like cook chicken.
Yeah.
It's like pretty simple, and then like we also have that thermometer that tells you like how if it's done, mm-hmm. and like once you get that in, you're like, oh shit, I can kind of do this. It's just like repetitive, like pretty much like Remy from Ratatouille said, anyone can cook, you know.
The true that, yeah.
I'm gonna quote that.
You kind know? Of the legend. Right on. Well, we'll be back after this small break. All right, welcome back. Today's review is not going to be a restaurant or a bar. It's going to be something different.
This is our first event that we went to.
Yeah.
And we went to check out the Holocene.
We did, and more specifically, went to check out Emo Night, which was, it's essentially, what they say on their website is it's, they're not a band, not a DJ. They throw parties for the music that they love. So it's just an all-encompassing Emo Night party where they just play a bunch of emo music from our high school and childhood that we got rowdy to.
It's pretty much a bunch of 30-year-olds, like people in their 30s, and like everyone's exactly the same. Like it's literally like you go there and it's like people that just want to scream, and you just bond really, really quickly with people right next to you that you don't even know. It kind of reminds me of going out to like a club when you're like 21 and like LMFAO.
LMAO?
Yeah. Party Rock Anthem like came on or something, and you were like, dude, I love this song.
Everyone's stoked on it.
Everyone was singing, everyone's stoked, and you look over someone and they're singing the song and you're like, you're dope. You're my best friend now.
Right.
That's literally how it feels every time. I've only been, actually, this would be my third time.
Okay.
But every time I've gone, it's been a hoot and holler.
Yeah. It was my first time, and it was a blast. We had a good crew.
We had like 11 of us. There was a big, big crew, and we can like kind of like go over like how the it was I had a different experience, but it was still a very good experience there. Mm. But we can just start on, like, when we started the night and just go from there.
Yeah, I mean, we all met up before at Star Bar, and you had some drinks and some food, because you got to get some food in you before. And then the crew all met up together and kind of started the reminiscing of the younger years then, I feel like.
Oh, no. Started way before that. We got here, and so Jake decided to wear the same exact t-shirt that I was wearing.
Oh, that's
and so I already came change, and I came from my house, so I was wearing this Blackwater t-shirt, which we'll review soon, but that's another bar here in Portland, and Jake got the same t-shirt the same night, and that was the same night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Jake decided it would be a good idea to change into the same exact shirt, because what he was wearing currently was not emo.
Yeah, it's my only emo shirt, so I had to put it on.
No. no, it wasn't. But he put that on, and so we went to a Star Bar, and we were waiting in there, and we got there first. And someone kind of like, the bartender looked at us, and we were wearing the same shirt. And she was like, "Do you work there?" And we're like, "No." And then we were like just talking to some random dude about it for a while, about Blackwater.
Yeah,
and
she was like, "Oh, you guys are so cute with your matching shirts." And I was like, "Oh,
thanks." Yeah. But no one brought it up the rest of the night, which is weird, because like I thought like one person would be like, this tall guy is wearing the same shirt you are. I'm like, I'm going to fucking beat him up. You know, like I thought someone would say something like that, right. Which they didn't. But it was funny because when I was talking to that random regular at the other bar, he was telling me he's never eaten there before, but he was telling me he's gone there for shows, which I've never been to a show there before. I've only eaten there. But it was funny because like we had this like conversation, and the guy was like, "Oh yeah, you know, I went to a bunch of shows there, and there was like a bunch of kids there." And he paused, and I thought he didn't like kids because I don't like kids. And I looked at him, and I was like, "Ew, gross." And he's like, "Oh, it was awesome." And I was like, "Oh, after that, he lost me." Like I was just like, "Oh, you know what? We're not on the same wave. You know, sorry, you like kids." Not in like a creepy way or anything, but like, you know, he just like was stoked on that. And I was like, whenever I go somewhere, I'm like, ugh.
The youthful energy.
Yeah, no, I'm cool, man. Like, don't want to. But yeah, we went to Star Bar, and like the crazy thing is that the amount of drinking. So like emo night kind of brings out this whole thing of like, we take lifts. Like we already know we're going to get turned. Like, that's, like, the whole thing. It's like every so often. It's not, like, every weekend we're, like, let's get blacked out. Like, I'm pretty sure I browned out. I'm 100% sure I browned out that night.
Yeah.
So we started out here with a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Shot of tequila. And then, because you're like, "Oh, do you want whiskey?" And I'm like, "I don't want to fight someone." So I was like, "I'll do tequila." And then, so then we went to Star Bar. We got there, like, around, like, 7:30. People started coming around, like, 8 o'clock. And we had a beer and a shot. So that's two shots.
Mm-hmm.
And one beer. And then I remember getting another beer because everyone was piling in, and we're like, "Hey, we don't have to be there until like 9 o'clock."
Right. Yeah. We're kind of a little early. And we also had advanced tickets, so we didn't have to wait in line.
Yeah. We had our fast pass. So then we had, count them, two shots, two beers. And then everyone got there. It was like 9:15, 9:20. And we're like, "All right, cool. Like, you know, doors were at 9. We should probably get going soon." And so we were walking over. And on the way over, we went to Homa Bar. And that was no one's idea but mine. I was like walking in front, and I'm like, "Hey." And then I heard someone's like, "Hey, let's do another drink." And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And I just turned left and I went into the bar. And then everyone was like, "Everyone get a shot or a beer. Drink it really quick." And then we had one drink there. So we had 5 drinks.
Right.
So 2 shots, 3 beers before going to emo night.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we got there, and it was different because nobody was in line. There was literally no one in line. And I was like, "Is anyone here?"
It's usually like a line down the block.
Yeah.
In the cold rain.
Because you gotta wait. The last time that we went, it was different because we didn't have tickets. We were like, "Hey, let's get there at 9 and we'll wait for everyone else to get in, and we'll like be there early so they can like let people in."
Yeah.
Because I don't think they were like, "Hey, we're at capacity. Sorry, bro, you can't come."
And you would think like emo night, pretty popular. Everyone wants to go and relive that. So
it's a popular night.
It's gonna be, yeah. And they tour. They do parties all over the country.
Yeah.
So you'd figure.
So we got in right away. And I was shocked. I was like expecting like a huge line. I wanted to laugh at people because the last time
I paid $15. Yeah, hey,
I paid online. Was good, even though it's the same price if you pay the day of or like when once you get there. Or is it 20? It might be like $20. I think it's like 20. Maybe. Okay. I don't remember. But yeah, so we went in and we got there and there was like people there, but not a lot. Like, it could have been way busier.
It wasn't too crowded, but there was enough people.
There was enough people where it was like, okay, this is annoying. But, like, we had 11 of us, and we got a good spot. Yeah. And, like, right now.
Well, we had the aisle spot.
So we had the aisle spot for a little bit, but it wasn't as bad.
Because the aisle spot is, like, people try to sneak by you to either go smoke outside or go to the bathroom. And so you got to be that person where you're like, oh, sorry. Or you hold your ground and you just put 2 feet on the ground and say, I'm not moving.
So last time we went, we got stuck, but it was way busier. And we were in the aisle section. And there was people, like literally we were all dancing, having a good time. We had a complete full circle. Like no one's getting around us.
Yeah.
And literally people like stopped. We were like dancing. They stopped the middle and they're like right in the middle. And we're like, we're not moving. Like we were like dancing around them. We're like, dude, you're in our bubble now.
Yeah, you don't
like,
go through a circle. You go
or just say, excuse me, or like go on the outside. Or like you have to like find your way when you go to a crowded area. You have to find your path.
Yeah. One of my biggest pet peeves is people shoving through a crowd. I'm like, it's not going to get you any. Well, it's probably get you farther, but you're just going to make enemies around you. You're probably going to push someone to the ground.
This guy with that Blackwater shirt. Yeah. I remember this guy.
Exactly. They're going to point you out. They're going to know who you are. They're going to get like an elbow into your side as you walk by.
No, that's just the life I live though. Cause I'm short. So yeah. I'm going to get elbowed no matter what. True. Even if I'm in my own section with my own squad, I'm still going to get elbowed. But, I remember having a great time. What do you remember of that night? Because I don't remember. I want to hear stories I probably never heard.
Well, so music was great, as always. And the thing is, I expect a little bit more of like pop punk style, because that's my go-to is like pop punk and less of like more emo stuff or like scream stuff. But it was a good mix. You know, I feel like I knew 75% of the songs, and there's a couple where I wasn't really sure, but I was like, okay, I think I know... I've heard it before.
I got the gist of it.
Yeah, I don't listen to it all the time, but I go, oh, this is Fall Out Boy, or this is, you know, Mike Ham or Hawthorne Heights, something like that. But everyone was having a good time, and the DJs were also having a great time. Like there's one DJ with like the red hair. She was just like on the standing up on the counter.
I think she's the main DJ because I think she was hype girl a few times. Yeah, I think. The funniest part is that the next day, Gabe looked up the photos for like the night before, like, you know, like
whatever. Oh yeah, because they posted the album like every night.
Yeah, and so you were in like five of the photos. Like
there were
so
many
photos of Jake, but the one where you're living your best life, it was literally you, like 100% you. And the best part was Brandon was right next to you. It was Gabe's friend, Brandon. Okay. He was right next to you. And I remember like sending people that photo. And I'm like, Jake's living his best life. And they're like, that guy next to Jake is not having a good time.
No, he looked miserable.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I zoomed in. I'm like, who are you talking about? And I was like, oh my God, I know him. And like, I don't know if he was just like tired or like whatever, but like, he's normally like screaming at the top of his lungs. So maybe he just caught him at like a weird moment or something.
But it was like, yeah, the picture was like arm, like fingertip to fingertip was me in the corner of the picture. And I was screaming, you know, I don't even know what song it was. It could have been Hawthorne Heights, Ohio's for Lovers or something like that. And just jam it.
It was definitely like your MySpace profile picture.
Oh, that totally like, that would have been totally my MySpace like, pick.
It was so good. I think you should post that on the thing. Oh, that should just be the episode.
That'll go up on the episode.
But yeah, it was so funny because when I looked at those photos, I found mostly Jake. I was in one of them, but you can barely see me. And I'm like, you have to zoom in to see me. And then there's like another photo where it was just me and Clay. Like, I think I was staring off into space or something.
You weren't like the main focus. You were just kind of like
on the side of it. I was in the back. I was in the background for sure. Because like every time they have those people taking photos, I'm like, I'm not going to be right there.
Right.
Unless I'm like really feeling it, which I probably was. But like, they didn't get it.
Yeah, but we went to a photo booth in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We had photo booth pictures at emo night, and it was a great photo, as usual. Photo booths are always great. Then we got the beer and we shared a beer. I think I had like half a water cup beer and you had the other part of the beer.
I remember taking the photo, but I don't, because the next day I woke up and I looked in my back pocket and I was like, I have a photo. And I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, I do remember this. But like, it was crazy because I didn't open a tab
at all. Oh yeah.
I didn't open a tab. Like, I literally was like, did I open a tab? In my mind. And I checked my bank account. No, I didn't. Because I didn't even take out my wallet. So,
well, because you got me the ticket, so I paid for your drinks. So, and then I think Emily bought us some drinks as
Emily
well.
Emily bought us our first drink, and yeah. She was going to offer me a shot. And I was like, no. I can't. I'm going to black out.
You're at max.
Like, I was like, I knew right then. I was like, no, I already had like a few before. So I was like, I can't. Like, that will just send me over. Like, right. I would have to go home. and then I remember... I think like other people bought us drinks, because when you told me we shared drinks, I was like, no, I don't remember that at all.
that was towards the end, yeah.
But like, people were like, because we had a group of like 11 of us, and people were like kind of trickling out, and I don't remember saying bye to like anyone.
Yeah,
like,
Clay and Anna.
They were outside smoking. Right. And then they texted me and they're like, hey, we didn't see you. Like, we just left. And I'm like, oh, that's totally fine. Because they left like later on. And then Em had to go to work. So she left and she was like, oh, were you outside? Because she texted me when we were taking photos. And I was just like, oh, I'm in the front, like, taking photos. And then she's like, oh, I'm already in my car. And I'm like, oh, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. And then I don't remember saying bye to you at all. Did you just dip?
No, I said bye to everyone. Yeah.
I don't know.
I was getting tired.
Yeah.
And just needed to get some fresh air.
So. And then I saw Cassie and Danny, and then I was like, hey, is it cool if I get a ride home with you guys? And then after that, we went to Aaron's house, and then, because we were like going to go to Vendetta. And then I was like, sure.
Second location? Or fourth location?
I was like, sure, I'm down. And then Vendetta was closed, because they closed at like 11. Well, they closed the outdoor section at 11, like the patio. Okay. And then like only like that like old school like patio, you know, like where like that is like, you got to be quiet. But if that's like filled up there, you just got to go inside pretty much.
Right.
So we're like, all right, cool. Like, let's not. And then, so we just hit up Aaron and we're like, hey, let's go to your house and like hang out. And he's like, yeah, sure. I remember seeing Aaron in a beanie. And then I remember petting his roommate's dog for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I got home and Gabe was passed out. And then she was just like she was knocked out. And then I was just like, I guess I went up to her and I was like, hey, what's up? What do you want to do? And she's like, what are you talking about? She's like, I'm sleeping. And I was like, trying to hang out. Like, I was like, oh my God. But I warned her. I was like, dude, I'm going to be fucking turned. And then so I told her, I was like, hey, I think I'm just going to go get ready for bed. And then I literally woke up at like 7 a.m. and I was fully in my bed and I was alone. So Gabe passed out on the couch and I never went to go grab her. I took my contacts out and I just went to bed. I slept like Dracula. And then I woke up and then like her side was completely tucked in. And I'm like, is she mad at me? And then she was like, yeah, dude, you just fucking knocked out. Like, you literally left. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know. But yeah, I got dropped off and then like I was safe. But like, you know, it's definitely one of those where it was emo night.
It was,
like,
yeah.
I mean, you had a wild night.
You know, had one too many drinks and, you know. Been a while since that, so that's my past now.
But it's emo night. That's what emo night is. Yeah, it's literally
it doesn't work with the emo.
No, you just get brown.
You get brown.
You go from sad to brown, and then you go to sad again because you're just like, I feel awful.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, it was a fun time.
Yeah, Trevor went to emo versus pop punk this past week. So we were gonna have him on the podcast, but he was unable to. But yeah, what would you rate emo night? Out of how many Panics at the Disco would you rate?
Let's do like a normal amount. Last time was like 17.
All right,
let's do 10.
Out of 10, how many Panics?
Are there? Oh, I would definitely do 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Okay.
My only complaint is the bathroom.
Okay.
That is my only complaint.
Yeah.
Because the bathrooms are like crazy. It's just meant for drugs. But like, if you need the pee, you're just like, I don't know what bathroom they go into.
Yeah.
Because each bathroom is a gender neutral bathroom. So it doesn't matter where you go. But then there's like one to the left that has two urinals, and I'm always like, if I go in there, I'm always like, wait, where am I going? I have no idea. I'm like, I should just go in the sink.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But yeah, the bathrooms kind of get crazy, but then that's like expected at a like
little club. Yeah, that's how it is.
They're always wet and wild in there.
Mm-hmm. I would say 8 Panics of the Disco because...
Oh, 8. Wow.
You know, I just think I was missing some, like, All Time Low or some, like, Media Parade. But that's okay.
I think it's just, like, for me, it's more of, like, the experience of going there and, like, seeing how everyone else is having fun.
Yeah.
That makes me have way more fun.
People, like, screaming their hearts out to a
people
song
that
they
so dedicated, haven't heard for a, like, long time. It's so good watching people just get so happy of that. Because, like, the funny thing about that is that, like, I went and I bumped into, like, a few people that were, like, Gabe's friends. Mm-hmm. Like, Gabe's coworkers were there, and I was like, hey! Like, you know, like, I bumped into a bunch of people, and right. I was like, damn, I haven't had that in so long of, like, going somewhere, like, you know, like, whenever I go to a bar here, like, I don't really bump into people I know.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's why it's, like, emo night. It's like, oh, we're going to emo night, and, like, people were stoked. So, like, I feel like the amount of stoke that everyone else gets, like, kind of goes off for me, because mm-hmm. I've gone there where I didn't know a lot of the songs, and I was like, dude, I don't know this song. And they're like, you don't know this song? And
but I'm then
like,
when it'll come on, you'll be like, no way.
Yeah, dude,
I feel like Welcome to the Black Parade came on at, like, midnight, and everyone was like, yeah! And everyone just screamed it. So it was pretty great.
I feel like, yeah, they could have done, like, a better job for, like, some of my... They didn't play, like... They played some songs I didn't know, but mm-hmm. I was like, this is fine.
Because but you can't cater to everybody, you know? It's,
You got it.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll definitely go back and, check it out again next time. There'll be some different songs, I assume. So.
I mean, next one's in August. Gabe right. missed that one.
Every
so
other month.
Go.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the Beanie Boys podcast. We'll catch you on the flip side next episode. We'll get one to you very soon. All right, peace. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.